This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A series of storms with heavy rain and strong wind is inundating much of California. Officials say up to 14 people have died. Tens of thousands are without power. Montecito and parts of nearby Santa Barbara are under an evacuation order. President Biden issued an emergency declaration covering a dozen counties in the state where in spots 8 inches of rain fell over 12 hours. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more from Los Angeles.
Californians have been hit with relentless rain, flooding, and mudslides as heavy winds batter parts of the state. Yesterday, officials issued evacuation orders in coastal communities, including Montecito in the south and parts of Santa Cruz County further north. About 20 miles northeast of Santa Cruz, Dave Schisler is one of many residents tracking the succession of storms here over the last week.
When the wind rages, you're just worried. I'm not so worried about myself, per se, but I'm worried about friends and family up here.
A major concern, he says, are trees left damaged or dead by the ongoing drought here.
The drought has really hit them, and now we've had all this rain, so a lot of trees are falling down.
Meanwhile, the weather prompted some schools to close yesterday, and tens of thousands of people remain without power. In Northern and Central California, Pacific Gas and Electric Company has brought in crews from out of state to help residents get their power back, but the company's chief operating officer, Adam Wright, urged patience.
As we go out to restore power, we are encountering challenges that could delay our efforts and extend our customers' outages.
Those challenges include heavy snow and even avalanche risk in higher elevations. He says repair crews are prioritizing those who've been without power the longest. In Los Angeles, I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.